A bewildered look crept slowly across his face as he realised that he had never done this before. He had heard it many, many times, and thought that it made a very pleasant noise. Indeed, he found that it made a pleasant background against which to discuss the concert season, but it had never occurred to him that there was anything actually to listen to. He sat thunderstruck by the interplay of melody and counterpoint, which suddenly stood revealed to him with a clarity that owed nothing to the dust-ridden surface of the record or the 14-year-old stylus. But with this revelation came an almost immediate sense of disappointment, which confused him all the more. The music suddenly revealed to him was oddly unfulfilling. It was as if his capacity to understand the music had suddenly increased up to and far beyond the music's ability to satisfy it, all in one dramatic moment. He strained to listen for what was missing, and felt that the music was like a flightless bird that didn't even know what capacity it had lost. It walked very well, but it walked where it should soar, walked where it should swoop. It walked where it should climb and bank and dive. It walked where it should thrill with the giddiness of flight. It never even looked up. He looked up. After a while, he became aware that all he was doing was simply staring stupidly at the ceiling. He shook his head and discovered that the perception had faded, leaving him feeling slightly sick and dizzy. It had not vanished entirely, but had dropped deep inside him, deeper than he could reach. The music continued. It was an agreeable enough assortment of pleasant sounds in the background, but it no longer stirred him. He needed some clues as to what it was he had just experienced, and a thought flicked momentarily at the back of his mind as to where he might find them. He let go of the thought in anger, but it flicked at him again and kept on flicking at him until at last he acted upon it. From under his desk he pulled out the large tin waste paper bin. Since he had barred his cleaning lady from even coming in here for the moment, the bin had remained unemptied, and he found in it the tattered shreds of what he was looking for, with the contents of an ashtray emptied over them. He overcame his distaste with grim determination, and slowly jiggled around the bits of the hated object on his desk, clumsily sticking them together with bits of sticky tape, that curled around and stuck the wrong bit to the wrong bit and stuck the right bit to his pudgy fingers and then to the desk, until at last there lay before him, crudely reassembled, a copy of Fathom, as edited by the execrable creature A.K. Ross. Appalling. He turned the sticky, lumpish pages as if he were picking over chicken giblets. Not a single line drawing of Joan Sutherland or Marilyn Horne anywhere. No profiles of any of the major Cork Street art dealers, not a one. His series on the Rossettis, discontinued. Greenroom gossip, discontinued. He shook his head in incredulity, and then he found the article he was after. Music and Fractal Landscapes by Richard Macduff. He skipped over the first couple of paragraphs of introduction and picked it up further on. Mathematical analysis and computer modelling are revealing to us that the shapes and processes we encounter in nature, the way that plants grow, the way that mountains erode or rivers flow, the way that snowflakes or islands achieve their shapes, the way that light plays on a surface, the way the milk folds and spins into your coffee as you stir it, the way that laughter sweeps through a crowd of people, all these things in their seemingly magical complexity can be described by the interaction of mathematical processes that are, if anything, even more magical in their simplicity. Shapes that we think of as random are in fact the products of complex shifting webs of numbers obeying simple rules. The very word natural, that we have often taken to mean unstructured, in fact describes shapes and processes that appear so unfathomably complex that we cannot consciously perceive the simple natural laws at work. They can all be described by numbers.